Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I would like to welcome you to episode 147 in an occasional series that I know as my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Oh, really, it was a lots of travel in June, long month, but I'm home. It's first week of July. I hope you had a happy 4th. And, let's get into it. I say it all the time. Nothing changes if nothing changes. It's the same old story, et cetera, et cetera. And now we have one more time. I'm sure by now you have heard, if you have not seen the video, of Alton Sterling being shot outside of a convenience store in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And here we go again. Now, there's going to be all kinds of stories, but basically from various news reports that I've read and videos that I've seen, Alton Sterling sells CDs and or DVDs in front of a convenience store. The police confronted him. They tackled him. He was held on the ground. One cop appears to be kneeling on top of him or kneeling over him somehow. Somebody yells, gun. The cop shoots him twice. Now, the second video came out that showed his right arm was pinned, his left arm. It didn't show in the video. And they said they saw the cops go in his pocket and pull out something which appeared to be a gun. So maybe he did have a gun on him. I guess he did. And again, I don't know because it's going to be a lot of stories, a lot of news. But even if he did, you know, Louisiana is an open carry state. There's concealed carry permits. So the gun may have been completely legal. He was subdued and on the ground when a cop basically kneeled over him and shot him. So I don't know what danger he could, like, I don't know what danger he posed. But it doesn't matter. You know something? And when I say it doesn't matter, I'm not saying a man's life doesn't matter, because that's tragic. What I'm saying is, here we go again. Another black man tackled, subdued, and then killed by the police. And we know how this narrative's going to go and what's going to happen. There's going to be some... I don't even know if it's a law or what. They're going to say something. The cops were threatened somehow, or he was another black man with superhuman strength, or some bullshit, okay? And they're going to justify it, and there's nothing going to happen to the cops. At worst, maybe they'll lose their jobs. More likely, they'll be suspended with pay for a little while, and it'll blow over. There's going to be protests. And of course, they're going to tell the protesters not to be violent or criminal, you know. And I'm sorry. I'm tired, you know. I'm tired. It's the same thing. Here's another one. Isn't it so sad that this man's life will just amount to another one we add to the list? Yeah, there may be some money given to his family. But, you know, it's like in my latest stand-up routine when I talk about this, you know, cops killing young black men, it's not illegal, just doesn't have the approval rating it once had. It's not illegal. No cop goes to jail for this ever. No cop pays any penalty ever. You might lose your job and then you go to the next town or the next county and you get your job again. A beautiful poem I read from Langston Hughes. Negroes, sweet and docile and meek, humble and kind, beware the day they change their mind. I don't know how long ago this was written. I don't know. Can we win? Can we as black people win? Is there a big enough protest? You know, obviously you can't take on police in an armed revolution. And it's shit. Plain and simple. It's just shit. And I wish we as a society were better than this. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had the Orlando shooting. Just another mass murder. Just another one on the list. Now we have another black man shot. Just another killed. Just another name on the list. I'm sorry. I have nothing to add. Another shooting here in California, the CHP. Now this kid was apparently street racing. So two undercover highway patrol officers followed him, got him in a cul-de-sac, basically cornered his car. He started driving toward them. They shot and killed him. Now, this is another one of these situations. So many states, this is what's interesting about this one. So many cities and states have banned their police from shooting at moving vehicles because they say a bullet will not stop a car. Okay, this ain't the movies. This ain't the movies. Except here, it is the movies. In Orange County, in Fullerton, it is the movies. And the police. But not only do many places say they weren't supposed to shoot, two undercover highway patrol officers in an unmarked car, meaning that two guys in a car are chasing you, and then you get cornered in a cul-de-sac and you try. Now, the kid was wrong. The kid was street racing. But you got to imagine, you're being chased by two guys in a car, unmarked car, not identified as police. And they corner you. And now you try to drive out and they shoot you. I don't know. I'm so frustrated with this. And it's not even anger. It's sadness. These police murders, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And yeah, I call them murders because that is murder. Okay, let's stop justifying it or saying it was an accident. It was murder. It was willfully, intentionally killing somebody. Is that it? The police? So now you're going to tell me the police can ride around undercover in unmarked cars and just shoot you because you threaten them? I mean, God, I'm sorry. But there's no, I had to go a little Anderson Cooper on you there because I can't be unbiased in this. The man who was shot, Eric Villanueva from Canoga Park, Pedro Eric Villanueva of Canoga Park, you know, so I guess Donald Trump will be happy he got shot. 19 years old, and that's it. Crazy. Wrong for driving, trying to get away, driving 90 miles an hour, street racing the whole bit. Is the penalty for that death? Jesse Williams, in his tweet, said that, you know, basically I'm paraphrasing, Jesse Williams, who made a brilliant speech at the BET Awards about these cop police killings and about black culture being appropriated by white America, yet them still hating black people. He said this. Again, I'm paraphrasing, but let us know the offenses that we get killed for so we don't do them. Can you just give us a list of like, yeah, if you do this, you get killed in the street. If you do, and to all the people who say, you know, do what the officer says and blah, blah, blah. I think by the time you're on the ground and you're subdued, you've done what the officer said. I think when the officers don't identify themselves and just shoot you, you have no way of doing what the officer said. Sorry, I got nothing. I literally have nothing. I'm going to move on to a different area. It's sad. It's shameful. It's an embarrassment. It's a tragedy. And it's just another day. Hillary Clinton is not a criminal. The FBI concluded their investigation of Hillary Clinton and what Hillary Clinton... The FBI director, James Comey, said Hillary was extremely careless in handling classified emails that went through her private system when she was Secretary of State. But it's not a crime, and he's not going to prosecute. Now, you can waste as much time as you want listening to Republicans and Fox News say that it's a crime and Hillary's a criminal. It's the worst thing that happened in history. And the other side will say, yeah. And when George Bush and his administration deleted 22,000 emails related to the Iraq war, that was fine. So I'm not going to get into it. Look, I was on the Stephanie Miller show this week. Stephanie Miller's great, by the way. Follow her online. Listen to her radio show and her podcast. She's funny, smart, and very political. And we talked about how much people hate Hillary Clinton, and I'm one of the people that I don't understand why. Reasons to distrust, yeah, but it's almost like it's a personal thing, and I don't know what she's done to garner that hatred, but apparently there's something, because, I mean, people hate her, you know, like it's a personal thing. And this, let me tell you, this email thing, I said at the beginning, it was a very stupid mistake. Putting your classified emails on your personal server was a very dumb mistake. There should be somebody in her camp, in her, one of her assistants, aides, whatever, should have been there and say, no, don't do this. It's illegal. It's wrong. You know, it's bad judgment. And she did it, and it was done. So, I don't know. Does that make her the worst person in the world? If you already thought that, this does nothing to change anyone's opinion. This does nothing to change anyone's opinion. If they think she's guilty of a crime, then they're going to continue to think she's guilty of a crime, and somehow the FBI director and attorney general were in on it. And if you're like me and you don't think it was a crime, then this doesn't matter. So it's just something to talk about. I'm going to get away from this. I'm going to go into some other things. Oh, I did talk about guns, so I should talk about the man in Florida. Remember, guns don't kill people. People kill people. So William Clayton Brumby took his family to a gun range because why wouldn't you? Nice family activity. And he accidentally killed his 14-year-old son. You know, is that an accident? A shell casing hit Mr. Brumby in the back. He went to, you know, you get hit by something hot, you reach for it. Of course, most of us don't reach for it with a loaded gun in our hands. And he fired and killed his 14-year-old boy. And he's claiming that, you know, now he's taking responsibility. He said, the gun didn't kill my son. I killed my son. What difference does it make? Your son's dead. Because 14-year-olds should be at the gun range. What the hell is wrong with us as a society? How many die before we're like, you know, maybe, I mean, I don't know, you got to be 18 to drive, or at least 16 to drive. You got to be 18 to vote. You got to be 21 to drink, 18 to smoke. Maybe you shouldn't play with a gun when you're 14 or 12 or 3. Last week, a 3-year-old shot himself in the face accidentally. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I had to get it all out. I had to get all of this part of it out and get back to lighter side. I don't know. Can you go light? NBA news. Big news. Kevin Durant goes to the Golden State Warriors, which if you're a basketball fan, this is a team that, I mean, the championship, you know, they're basically writing their name on the trophy. Now you have a team with 4 all-stars. Before, 3, having a big 3. This is the first team, I think, to have 4. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson, who I don't think belongs in that same category as the other 3, but he's there. This team is going to be amazing. Why is this going on in the NBA? Because the NBA has so much money right now. Okay, think of a 15-year-old kid getting a credit card with a $20 million limit and going to the mall. That's the NBA right now. Every NBA team got an extra $20 million to spend on salaries because of a new $1 billion TV contract, and they are going nuts. So superstars like Kevin Durant's going to get crazy money, but also mid-level guys. I'm a Clipper fan. Cole Aldridge, a backup center, got like $22 million. Harrison Barnes, who's a moderate forward who lost his job in Golden State, he's getting a max contract from Dallas. They're throwing away money. Listen, I'll tell you right now, there are athletes in other sports. There are football players. There are soccer players. There are baseball players. They're all wishing they were taller because NBA is throwing away some money. There are some old pros from the NBA who don't like it, Charles Barkley, Reggie Miller, because they never did that thing of move to another team, play together, and win. They had an opportunity. There was one season where Charles Barkley and Reggie Miller could have gone to the Knicks and joined Patrick Ewing just to make sure they all win a ring, because these are 3 of the all-time greatest players in the league that never won rings. And in today's NBA, they would have done that. They'd have got together and said, man, we got to get a championship before we retire. And that's how it's done now. So I'm pretty sure Kevin Durant's on his way to an NBA ring, and I say good for him. What else is going on? Tesla. I do a lot of car stuff. I'm in the midst of a possible midlife crisis car purchase. More on that later. We'll see how it goes. But Tesla has an autopilot feature on their car, which is not fully autonomous driving, but people think it is. And in particular, a man named Joshua, let me get Joshua's last name, Joshua Brown, died in his Tesla because he had it in autopilot. And basically, there was a white truck that turned in front of him in bright sunlight, and it somehow confused the car. The car didn't stop automatically. Now, Tesla claims, look, we don't say the car drives automatically. People are already saying, yeah, but you sure give the impression it does. And other autonomous cars have not been released yet, you know, because they're not ready. The insurance company is saying, look, we're not paying for it. Tesla's got to pay for it. Tesla's saying they're not responsible. My prediction, there's a lawyer out there in Florida who's about to make Kevin Durant money. Sorry, Tesla. Kevin Durant type money. In other words, he going to sue Tesla for millions because this autopilot thing, Tesla, you definitely gave the impression this car could drive itself. And you didn't mind posting a video of this same man in a car in autopilot while it was driving itself. You were very proud of it. And now he dies and you're like, well, we didn't say to let go of the wheel. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but doesn't look good. Finally, and this podcast is short. I'm sorry. I should go longer. I should have guests. I just got back to LA after a month on the road. I didn't have time to schedule guests. I will promise you I will make this better. But I'm going to close with something that may become a regular feature in my podcast. And that is, quite simply, it should have been in The Onion. The Onion is the most brilliant satirical newspaper you're ever going to read. And this truly should be satire, but it's true. Noah's Ark is about to open in Kentucky. This has been going on for years. This has been under construction for a few years. And I must say, Noah built his faster. But 510 foot long, $100 million Noah's Ark built by Christians, and that's important to remember, it was built by Christians who say the biblical story really happened, is ready to open in Kentucky. Now, here's the controversy about this. It got $18 million in sales tax breaks. There's supposed to be a separation of church and state. You know, the state's not really, well, I guess I'm wrong, because I guess the state can support a Noah's Ark, which it, and now the group that built this, okay, they say the Ark is built based on dimensions in the Bible. Inside it are museum-style exhibits, displays of Noah's family, along with rows of cages of animal replicas, including dinosaurs. Did you hear that? Including dinosaurs. Because these are the people that believe the Earth is only 6,000 years old and that dinosaurs lived with man and, you know, that's how it happened. And they're teaching this to kids and... Well, it only costs $40 million. It only costs $40 to go in. Maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's worth it. Now, this is the thing. This is where you have this separation of church and state thing. There was a guy who sued, a guy named Helton, to say this is a violation of the separation of church and state. Says what they're doing is utterly ridiculous, and anywhere else I don't think it would be allowed. Well, the court ruled that Kentucky officials could not impose requirements on the Ark that were not applied to other applicants for tax incentive. I'm not sure how this works, but somehow that allowed the group to seek out only Christians to work there. New applicants will be required to sign a statement saying they're Christian and profess Christ as their savior. That doesn't sound right to me. That doesn't sound real to me. Can you imagine? Can you imagine having a job, a place, an attraction, an event, where you get a tax break from the state and your employees have to sign a paper saying that they accept Christ as their savior? Now, I'm really curious, Kentucky. What if it were, I don't know, some tribute to Muhammad, and you had to sign a paper saying you were Muslim and you believe Muhammad to be the true prophet? Would you get a tax break in Kentucky? I doubt it. I don't think so. Again, should be in the Onion. This shouldn't be real, but it is. And the dinosaurs are there. I don't know. I don't know what to, how do you comment on this other than to say it's real? We were talking about this today. I have some great friends who are in town. They're from Birmingham, Alabama. And we were talking about the differences between, for example, the West Coast, LA, which is considered another planet, and the South, you know, Birmingham, Alabama, which is considered backwards. And we're wrong on both counts. LA is not another planet. Close, but not quite another planet. And Birmingham is not completely backwards. Now, they said you leave Birmingham, you're on your own. But Birmingham, they said, has actually been pretty progressive and open and welcoming. I don't think they have an ark. Perhaps they should build one. Okay, so that's one. And you're like, but Alonzo, what could be more funny? What could be more satirical? What could be more ridiculous than building an ark? Well, Pfizer, you know Pfizer, big pharmaceutical company, Pfizer. Pfizer warns that opioid users risk addiction. That's right. Pfizer, the company, will now disclose the fact that narcotic painkillers come with a severe risk of addiction. I know. Can you imagine? Did you know that? With all the heroin addicts, with all the OxyContin addicts, with all the pill heads in America, the fact that heroin has been described as an epidemic, that rehabs are overflowing with soccer moms and doctors and professionals and people who aren't supposed to be drug addicts who are somehow hooked on drugs. Pfizer said that opiates can be addicting. Well, I'll be damned. You know something? I bet in the next few weeks, Pfizer's going to say that smoking is bad for you, that too much sugar can make you fat. I don't know. Pfizer might even get to the whole water being wet and bears shit in the woods. They may go that far. They're a scientific company. Perhaps the scientists from Pfizer are the same scientists who approved the ARC. That's it. It's the same school, the same scientists that work at Pfizer, see, that figured out that opioids could be addicting, probably worked on the ARC and said, yeah, the planet's only 6,000 years old, so be sure and put those dinosaurs in there. Or maybe if you go to that school that you believe the planet's only 6,000 years old and men rode dinosaurs with saddles, maybe that'll qualify you for a job at Pfizer. I don't know. Listen, there's other things I could talk to you about. There's all kind of craziness going on. The Klan is trying to make a comeback. I can't even go into it. Thank you for your support. More and more people come out to my shows who say they listen to this podcast. I really appreciate it. Next week, I'm going to be at Side Splitters in Tampa. I'm gone next week. I got to go to Toronto and do a corporate gig, and then I got to go to Tampa. But I promise you, by the end of the month, I'll be doing a podcast with some hilarious live guests. Andy Kindler, who I just worked with at Politicon, said he's going to come on. Andy is brilliant and funny, and I'm going to get someone else. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. This is Alonzo saying, who's paying attention? I'm sorry about the down note of this podcast, but again, another innocent black man, or maybe not innocent, I don't know, but another black man was killed, okay, by the police. The CHP chasing down and shooting a guy without identifying themselves. It's a sad week. I'm sorry. I got nothing else to say about that. Oh, man, nothing changes if nothing changes. I'm damn near going to have to change the name of this podcast. You guys are great. Thank you. Do we're better than this. We as a people, we as a nation are better than this, and we will do better. I promise you that. This is Alonzo Bowden asking who's paying attention and saying thank you, because it's you.